plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Hello, my darlings. How are you? You are listening to the Cytispell Show. It is Wednesday, November 28th, and it is getting cold. I'm one of your hosts, Lisa Lee. We've got the beautiful and effervescent Teresa. And we've titillating. Oh, right. Titillating. And our darling little angel face, Ashley.
Hey.
So, guess what? At midnight tonight, we can all speak again. Woo!
Yay! End of the retrograde!
God. Oh, my God. Retrograde, I swear it's like every single day of the year. It feels like it while we're in it. And I pretty much got through it unscathed for the most part. But, yeah, today, not so much.
Oh, really? Oh. What happened today that you didn't get away with it?
Well, no, it's just, okay, you know that with retrograde, okay, and if you guys can hear in the background, we've got two puppies that are playing right now, and they're very excited and very happy. So, for once, it's not my cat Bear that's causing problems.
Sorry. Bear!
Speaking of Bear, that was a little ADD, but speaking of my Bear, she is going nuts, and I'm sure it's probably the retrograde too, but 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, Bear, quit breaking the house. I mean, she's running around and she's meowing and she's got my damn sock and she's flipping it all over the place and she's jumping on the bed and then she's jumping off and then she's jumping on the bed. And I'm like, dude, I got to get up in the morning and go to work. I can't get because I'll get bleeped and I'll owe money for the jar.
She was doing that last week, too.
Yeah, it's like I'm gone during the day. And so she, and that night I was also gone at night because what was I doing? I had something going on that night where I didn't get home until 11:30. Oh, it was a PLTV meeting. So I didn't get home till 11:30. So I was gone all day and all night. And so she hadn't seen me. So she just wanted to make sure that she got her quality time. And she's like a puppy. I swear to God, she greets me at the door and she's like, oh, happy and excited. And then she won't leave my side. But 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't think so.
Well, then you need to get her hopped up on some kitty litter. Nip.
Some kitty litter?
She won't eat. Scratch that. Zip. Catnip.
Catnip.
Get her high and tired.
Well, I need to do something because I need my beauty sleep. I'm not getting any younger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand totally.
So, okay. Before we started recording, we were talking about how I'm a wee bit accident prone.
Wee bit?
A wee bit.
Just a wee bit.
And my old boss used to call me Bumper because I'd literally bump into everything and walk into walls. And so guess what I did?
What did you do?
Okay, so you know how my driveway is like super, super long?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd like to say it was because it was at night, because my driveway is also super, super dark, which I will be putting solar lights in so I can see. But it wasn't. It was during the day. So I was backing out of the driveway so that I could go do something stupid. I don't even remember what it was. And I sideswiped my car against the tall bushes that are on the left side, and it took out my driver's side mirror.
Oh my God.
Yep, took it out. So because my son-in-law was going, or future son-in-law said he was going to fix it for me, what I did was, because it was still attached just by like the wiry things, the wiry.
You brought out the duct tape.
No. Oh, why didn't I think of that? I have Hello Kitty.
You know what? It's the Minnesota fix it all. It's duct tape. Why don't you have duct tape in your glove box?
I have Hello Kitty duct tape that I didn't even think about using. I tried super glue, but that didn't work. So what I did was...
super glue.
What? I didn't know. Whatever. Anyway. So what I did was I put the mirror inside the car and I rolled up the windows because I didn't want to like get a ticket or anything for having my mirror just flopping around all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, I don't even know if you realize that, but you use those mirrors all the freaking time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never noticed until I didn't have it there how much I use it. Okay, so I go from my office today, get in my car, go to put my seatbelt on. My seatbelt's broken.
What?
Yeah. All of a sudden my freaking seatbelt's broken now. And I'm like, okay, I cannot drive without a seatbelt. I feel so vulnerable. And again, I don't want a ticket. Mm-hmm. So I put it over my arm to make it pretend like I had it in there in case there was a cop behind me. You know, no seatbelt, no
mirror.
Side mirror.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm just destined. Okay, so I get home. I'm like, whew, okay, thank God. Well, I'll figure it out. So I go to shut my car door and the window falls out.
What?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
It falls out?
It's like...
It didn't shatter or anything? It just fell out?
I can't even say it. I can't... Yeah, that... Thank you, retrograde. I made it through the whole... What? How long were we in this damn thing? Freaking 5,000 years? And all at once in 2 days... gone.
Well, that has to be something other than retrograde, girl.
Well, that and my car does have 173,000 miles on it. It's been wanting to die, but I would have preferred if I was prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all like, you like, sugar daddies out there, mama needs a car.
Oh my gosh. Seriously. At the very end, when you see the tunnel, the light is there, and then this.
I know. I can't catch a freaking break.
I do see people driving with no mirror, but they have like garbage bags up and it's winter.
It's Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa, you should call Dr. Carr Vorkian to take care of it.
Good one!
See, you need clear, heavy plastic. In your trunk and duct tape and scissors so you can cut it so that when these emergencies happen and it's like raining or a huge snowstorm, you will be able to tape on a window.
I would like to point out that I actually wrote a survival manual.
Oh my God.
Remember?
Yes, I do.
I actually am a published author and it's one of the books is a survival manual, you know, bug out bags and protecting your family. Yep. But, you know, how is that going to help me, though? Because there's no mirror and I'd be looking at through. Anyway, that's boring for a show. Sorry. What else?
I can't believe that. But...
I know. That's really about it.
I seem to remember you posting some good news about your dad.
Oh my God! Ah! Yes, you guys, the best news ever. Oh my God. So, got the email from my mom, my Nancy mom, and she said that because my dad had his PET scan. Oh, Kevin's calling. My dad had his PET scan last week, and I actually thought it was this Thursday, but he had it last Thursday, and they got the results yesterday, and the doctor said he hasn't seen anything like this in years. He actually is calling it miraculous. He's only got two tiny little spots on his liver now. All the rest of the tumors are dead. And he said that the residual ones are, or the two tiny ones are just residual. And then the one that's on his lung has also shrunk and is not as bright white. And you guys, all this, all these spells and the Reiki and the distance healing and the prayers and all of that, I've seen it with my own eyes many times, but I'm seeing it with my dad and it's working. So
yay.
I know, let's just, I'm so grateful and thankful for all of you that have been sending all this love, and just thank you so much because it's working. Please don't stop. But I mean, they went from, oh, he could be gone in like 3 to 4 months to, my mom said, possibly years now, years and years. Mm-hmm. So rock
thank
on.
You.
Thank you so much. Wow.
That is the best kind of Christmas miracle.
Yes,
it really is.
T, what's happening in your world?
My world's pretty darn boring this week. Not as interesting as last week's for sure. just had my daughter over from Job Corps, picked her up, and of course she was off for 4 days, and I didn't see her except for one of them because I demanded it. Yeah, so I didn't do the bird on the traditional day of we take over people's world and life, and I did it the next day because Vince was off. So then, you know, we did the bird, and I made Alyssa stay home begrudgingly by her, and you know, that was about it. And then I was over at Be Merry today, and we haven't seen or heard from Freaky Dude yet, so
good.
I don't know if maybe he caught the hint or if he's off on vacation seeing his grandkids or whatever, but you know,
listen to the show and realize that he like overstepped a little.
I doubt he listened to the show. No. I highly doubt it, but that's, and yeah, I've had a pretty boring humdrum week.
You know what? There's something nice about boring and humdrum, though, considering sometimes we're, like, running fast and furious and no downtime.
Oh, yes. I know. I totally get that. But, you know, we've got more classes coming up. We were planning classes today for Be Merry. And then we've got the big, huge drum circle extravaganza in December that we're doing. And yeah, we're getting all ready for that kind of stuff. It's going to be a fun time.
And to get a list of all the classes, they just go to bemerry.org, right?
Bemerry.org, yep. That's okay. Where you need to go.
Check it out, guys. I've been there. The place is amazing.
Yep, and December's drum circle. I'm telling you, we are going to be rocking the house down. We have to tell the cops that we're going to be there because we're going to be making it move, baby. It's the solstice drum circle of all drum circles at 12:21, I think it is. Oh.
Very, very cool. Ash, what's up with you?
Where to start? I had a great week. Let's see. On Thanksgiving, I ate this tofurkey loaf, and it was awful. But
was it awful?
It was terrible, but they make it. So just the thought that people are trying to progressively, you know, cater to other types of diets, even though it's a lifestyle. That was good. And then I went Black Friday shopping, and it was horrible and awful. The lines in Kohl's were outrageous. The lines in Best Buy were outrageous, but what did I expect, really? And we got some good deals. Woohoo! We love deals.
Yes, we do love deals.
And we didn't spend a lot, so that's good. And then on Saturday, I went with Craig to go see George Lopez at Treasure Island Casino, and I have never laughed so hard that I was, like, just crying. It hurt. My abs hurt so much, people. You understand. It was so funny. And then we gambled, and we broke even, which is a miracle because, you know, it's the casino.
Right.
Yep. And then that's about it.
Can I ask why your thighs, or was it your abs, got sore at a casino?
From laughing.
Yeah, from George.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also, sorry, I just also want to say PLTV, we're launching December 21st for the Yule
which is awesome. So be prepared to just get constant communication from me because we are super pumped for the launch. Yay!
It's
going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
So we talked about how I was going to boycott Thanksgiving last week. And at the last minute on Wednesday, I decided I really like the food. So I wasn't going to celebrate, but I was going to eat the damn food. So after work, in my heels and in my suit, I went to Rainbow. That was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my whole life. Oh, my God. There was like 40,000 people in that stupid
last minute shopping.
Yeah. And it was awful. It took me over an hour. And by the time I got home, I could barely walk. My feet were so in so much pain from those damn heels. It was awful. But then on Thanksgiving Day, me and my damn cat Bear, we sat on the couch. She had her little turkey. I had mine. And we watched Magic Mike.
Time out.
Ooh, Magic Mike brought out the chimes. I was wise enough to go Wednesday night, but I went at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
To Cub, and it wasn't that bad.
I should have just got a turkey sub, because they didn't even have a turkey, like a turkey that I could cook. I had this turkey breast thing, which was really nasty, but well, it's fine. Anyway, so that's
going to have to cook for you one of these days.
Yes, please.
I saw something about French toast you were making, and
It was awesome.
I bet it was.
Teresa's like the number one chef person I know. I don't know anybody
that chef person.
Yes, that's my technical.
Well, Kayla's a darn good cook.
She's not here.
She's in Texas. When she gets home, then she can practice on us, and we'll decide who's best.
Yeah. We'll have a cook-off.
We'll have a cook-off. All righty. Oh, yeah, the French toast was fabulous.
So, T, we talked last week a lot about that guy that you dealt with, the one that wants all the nudity. And we've been noticing that there's a lot of predators out there. And I'm not saying he's a predator, but there are people that take things to the extreme and are completely inappropriate. And so what I thought we should do is we should have Kevin Urbanczyk from Romp back on the show because he's kind of an expert in this.
So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to have on the executive director, Kevin Urbanczyk from the Ring of Minnesota Pagans on.
Take off TCT. Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me. Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me.
Evan, welcome back to the show. It's been a little while since we've had you on, but the reason that we wanted to have you on is because Teresa just kind of went through a little ordeal. She didn't go through it, but T, why don't you tell Kevin a little bit about your incident?
Well, we have this gentleman. He's old enough to be my father. So he's like 75. Okay. And he came through during an open house. And
all right.
Okay, so he's continually, he's very enamored with us. And I was doing a healing on him, you know, a free mini healing. And he couldn't sit on a regular table, you know, he couldn't be on there. So he was just sit upright in a chair. And I'm on my knees and I have my hands on his feet and I'm grounding him. And all of a sudden I feel his hand on the back of my head. And I'm like, no, freakazoid, no.
Right.
So then it just kept building from there because he ended up winning a free healing. And I said, well, I'm not doing him by myself. And so I had one of the other girls with me, and she was working on his feet when I was up on his upper body. And at the end, he was just like, oh, I'm so amazed that in a time of women's liberation that you would be down there taking care of my feet like that. And and then it's just like his attention went and switched to her. And then he started bringing in all this interesting things that he wanted to share. And he was telling us that, you know, he does a class on improving yourself, your body image or whatever, with nudity. And he is a nudist himself. And
interesting.
And he became a reverend so that he could do nude weddings.
So, okay.
That's cool. Not here, but that, you know, that's cool. So then one day he brings in a book from written by Dr. Seuss, of all people, and it's an adult book, and it's the seven Lady Godivas, and they're all naked on the book, and there's this one man standing there, the dad, with his suit of armor on, and it's all about the stories with the seven Lady Godivas and Peeping Toms, and I'm like, oh, alrighty. Well, that gave me a new insight into Dr. Seuss, who I love.
Right.
So then it just keeps going from there. And he's getting more and more kind of pushing us. He's Shelley going, have you read the stuff that I gave you? Have you looked at it? Have you looked at it? And then he gave us a DVD.
Oh, no.
To watch.
Oh, no.
He's going, have you guys watched that yet? Have you guys watched that yet? And we're like, nah, Shelly's telling him no, not yet. And so last weekend we had a little birthday party get together overnight at Be Merry. And we decided, well, we're going to watch this video.
And, oh no. Okay.
And the video itself, you know, didn't bother me as much.
Right.
The fact that he gave it to me, or not to me, but to us to watch. But it was, like this woman who's fairly well known, and I can't remember her name, but she gives classes on to women about self-love. And so you have this group of eight naked women on camera learning techniques with different tools and internal decorating of, you know, the flower to show that, yes, we're all different, but we're all beautiful, and a lot of climaxing. And
okay.
And then he had given us this pamphlet of stuff that he makes out of wood. And one is a plow stick. And he goes into,
serious.
I am dead serious. Oh. And he gives very explicit instructions on how to use these, and he's got one that you can use to deflower yourself. I mean, just So yeah, this yeah.
Wow.
So I have to ask. This is Donna. I have to ask. At any point, did you let this guy think that you were even interested in this information, that he should be cramming it down your throat?
No, he has been repeatedly told that, you know, we're cool with what you're doing, but it's not good here. And basically had to come down and say, no, you need to go find your own group of people to do this. This isn't going to fly.
Right.
We haven't seen him yet, but we may, he might be off with his grandkids somewhere, but he did not come in today. And usually he comes in every Tuesday and Thursday when we're there, and he'll sit and talk to Shelly, and then he immediately will go home and write her emails going, oh, did you think about what you're talking about? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Wow, right.
He's fun.
Donna, welcome to the show. I didn't know we were going to get to have you. This is exciting.
Oh, you glad I'm here. I didn't have to work tonight.
Yay. So, on the boards in ROMP, there has been some discussion about some other leader. I'm not even saying T that your guy's a leader, but there's been discussions about you need to really pay attention to who your leaders are and find out what they're about, because there's one guy out there definitely that is right now here in Minnesota that is, well, why don't you, don't say the name, obviously, but why don't you say a little bit about what's going on with this individual?
Well, the main thing as far as the individual, basically, as far as the stories and all the information that has been collected, is that the person seems to be very much a bottom feeder, where they take advantage of, say, mentally challenged women. Not they, but he takes advantage of mentally challenged women because they obviously cannot put out an accusation of rape. There are three accusations of rape against this individual. There are other individuals who are mentally challenged women who have been tried to be defrauded upon as far as to take over their either their medical or their financial concerns. And so generally the person just seems to be very much a sexual predator. The person basically got thrown out of the BDSM community and is in the pagan community, not well received. The person's pretty well not respected whatsoever, because this person's reputation precedes himself, shall we say.
Is he well known in the pagan community, or is he more like, I'm well known in my own head?
He's a legend in his own mind.
Yeah, he's a legend in his own mind. It's when you talk, when you bring up the person's name, everybody either A, refuses to deal with them straight up, or they have stories of their own to add to what you know. The person, comes across as an okay individual toward guys, but toward women, comes across as aggressive, not in, say, a bad way, because the person, from what the story has basically come across, is that the person is sleazy in a, you know how you have like some slime balls that they're just dripping with sleaze?
Yeah.
This is pretty much a person that is like, you have to watch yourself because you're not really sure. Now, since I don't have any evidence, I'm not going to say this person's done this and this and this. But enough people have come to me from not only my group but other groups that said, this person has done this and this and this and this. My friends have happened this and this and this and this. So this person is known in the community for doing things, And so it's just a matter of the person's reputation is shot to hell because there's so much information out there.
Right.
And so that leads...
My, concern, Kevin, my concern is all of the new people.
Uh-huh.
People that are new that are seeking out mentors.
Right. You know,
I'm worried that he's going to be a predator or that they're going to be preyed upon by.
Right.
So what are things that people should look for in a mentor?
There's a couple of different things that you want to, I guess, not look for. One is if they tell you that you can only do things their way. Another is if almost all of their rituals or all of their working has to be nude or sexual. That should be a big red flag to somebody. I mean, if you're into the nudity and you're into the sexuality, you're going to look for a leader that does that. But most newcomers going out, that's not what they're looking for. And if they come across somebody that says that's the way it has to be, they're not going to know that.
Right.
And another big thing is you have to check. You can't just take for granted that someone says they're a high priest or a high priestess or they've been in doing what they've been doing for years. You actually have to check them out. You have to be able to contact other people that they say they know. Because a lot of times they'll say they know these people, and when you talk to these people, go either they don't know them or what they do know about them, they're not going to reveal because they don't want to be liable or right. slander that person. But at the right. same time, they want others to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just a couple things. You just have to do your research. You mm-hmm. can't just take for granted that
correct.
People are who they say they are because you don't know, especially in this world, in the internet realm, where there are so many predators out there, you have no idea till you meet the person. And this right. person that Kevin is talking about, you'll find when you talk to a lot of women that have associated with him or even just met him, they get this bad energy from him.
Yep.
And if you get that bad energy when you meet a person, stay away from them.
Right.
Believe in your instincts.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely important.
Right. Because Lisa Lee, remember you read the post on Romp where I brought up the book review?
Yes.
About the one sexual predator?
Yes.
Here's the thing. In my shamanic community, okay, there is a well-known group, and you can talk to women left and right. It's called the Four Winds Society, and there have been several women who have come up to me. One even was the executive secretary herself, where they talk about the bad mojo. Now, the Four Winds Society is led by you have authors like Carlos Castaneda and his ilk. Well, because some of these authors, especially Carlos, is so well known around the United States and Europe that he's thought as some sort of a great leader. Well, when you have a group like this, where you have men take advantage of women sexually and use tantric techniques and Kama Sutra and other sexual techniques, and then try and turn it into these false Native American teachings, the people who, the women who have no clue, they just fall for it because they think, oh, this shaman or this shaman, oh, they know so much. Well, the thing is, the men then say, okay, fine, I'll teach you XYZ if you get down on the bed and do whatever I tell you to do. And so these women then fall into the trap of being sexually used and abused in order for a potential of being taught by these guys. And these guys are using techniques that have no way in heck how to do with any shamanic techniques. And so you have authors out there, books out there that deal with these sexual predators and their teachings. And you have a lot of people that get sucked into this garbage, and then they wonder why they get so screwed up when they find out, you know? And so that's why, you know, I went on to Amazon and I took a look at the book review and I pasted the book review, because you have authors like this and you have these fraudulent sexual predators that are well known in like the real Native American communities. And so they know about these false teachers and these sexual predators, and they're trying to put the information out. But most people, because they hide behind these AKAs, you know, these false names, and they try and hide behind this some spiritual Native name, and the people don't really know who these real sickos are, because the sickos are hiding. And so they wind up writing a book and making money at it. And it's just a way to take, you know, their sexual predatorship to a new level.
That's really.
And so, yeah. So the young people on your show that are listening really have to do a lot of research, and they have to be careful. Just because XYZ spiritual leader says this, you got to look into it, and you got to see what's going on behind the scenes.
He could be some big fat sweaty.
Oh yeah.
Most disgusting person that isn't even the person that. I mean, you got to really. Kids, do your homework, do your research, be smart about your mentors, and don't, if you need to trust your instincts.
Right.
Kevin, Donna, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. This has been a really, really good topic for us to have, because a lot of our listeners are younger. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people right. my age too, but I'm just saying.
Basically, the thing is, if it feels wrong, it is wrong.
Right.
Right. But, you know, we've got a lot of new people that listen to the show that are new to the craft. And so we need to make sure that we educate them with and give them all the tools that they need so that they can be safe. So exactly. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. And just have a great night. Thank you so much, you guys.
You too. Have a great night, guys.
Hey, good night.
We are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
That sounded like an ABC cartoon. We'll be right back from 1987.
Guys, it's been a great show so far. Our producer Josh, aka Superman, has a question that he wants to ask the girls and I have no idea what it is. I have a feeling I know what it is, but I don't know for sure what it is.
All right, okay, let me ask you girls this then. Now, a couple of weeks ago on The Walking Dead,
I knew it.
Yes. Lisa posted this photo of Daryl with the baby, with Ass Kicker, as they're calling her on the show, and she went all gooey, and I saw all these other girls go all gooey. And I want you girls to explain to me this whole bad boy aesthetic that women love so much, because I grew up with people like the Daryl Dixon character. This is the kind of guy who has no job prospects, will knock you up at 16 and either leave you to go to jail or leave you for another woman. He will treat you like crap, and yet those are the kind of guys that get all the women instead of – or you got girls do the "I can tame him." Well, if you want the tame guy, then why not go with the tame guy who would already treat you good from the beginning? Explain the bad boy aesthetic to me and the attraction of this. I don't get it.
I will tell you. People are idiots. That's how it goes. Really, I think so.
I have to agree with Ashley. I would never go for the bad guy or the bad boy because that's just too much drama and too much work.
And, well, I think there are some women out there who... it's an adrenaline rush to be with the bad guy. As much as it sucks.
But then let me ask this. Then, since the bad guy usually ends up treating the woman like dirt, doesn't that send the not-so-subtle message out that women like to be treated like dirt? Since the bad boy gets women at a 10 times the rate of the nice guy, doesn't that say the women would rather be treated like dirt and be with the hot, cool guy than the guy who actually has a financial future and 20 years down the line will be the bad boy's boss?
Well, see, you got a lot of things that are going into this. Number one, you have more and more these days girls who have grown up in single family homes. So they don't have that father figure and they're looking for their daddy. They have low self-esteem. So, you know, they don't think they're worth much, so they're going to go with somebody who's going to treat them the way that they think they should be treated, whether it's subconscious or not. But the thing with the Daryl character on the show, now, if you look at his brother.
His brother's a dude.
His brother is a big, bad momofo. Now, Daryl, on the other hand,
he could go either way.
He has that reputation, but on the show, you are seeing the inklings of the heart of that man. When he's not with his brother, he doesn't have to be that hard guy. He's not pretending to be somebody. And here, you're seeing him as he truly is. You know what I mean?
Holding the baby and being nurturing. I know, yeah. That's what all women want in their... you know, to be with a man that's going to be nurturing to their offspring.
But still sexy.
But still sexy.
But see, here's the thing that got me. Like I said, I grew up with people like that. And they got women, they got far more tail than I ever did. And I never understood why so much women
exciting.
Were attracted to that.
It's the excitement.
The excitement of being treated like,
like
a blow-up doll?
Yep.
Oh, I see. I'd rather go with the corporate dude in the suit. Screw that.
I would rather have the guy who's got his head on his shoulders and has a plan. But there are some people, they have to have that drama, that chaos. They don't know what to do without it. And that's why they go for those bad boys.
And then they usually wind up pregnant at 16 and all alone.
Yep.
Because, you know, it's not always when dad tries to keep you away from the bad boy. He's not
a
jerk. He knows exactly where that bad boy is going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nowhere. It's jail or a paternity suit.
Yeah.
Working at Super America.
Not that's bad.
Not that that's bad, but I'm just saying, you know.
But that shows a lot of the importance of why, you know, you need to have the two parents. Whether it's woman, woman, man, man, or man and woman, you need the two parents that are there to support and nurture that child so that they're not, you know, off on their own, having to take care of themselves, occupy themselves, and having everybody tell them they're crappy, la, 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 la.
I was raised by a single parent. I was raised by a single dad.
Yeah. There's the point. It's your dad. It was your father. So you had a positive male role model there.
That's a really valid point. Because I kept thinking, well, I was raised by a single parent and I turned out okay. And I've had a really happy childhood. But you're right. I don't have those male figure issues because I always
It also comes down to the women, I think, don't respect themselves.
Yeah, that's what I said.
A girl a friend of mine went to high school with went to Los Angeles, you know, to be an actress. And he ended up seeing her in a porno title, who I can't even say the title on this show without all the bleeps, but it was a three-letter word, dumpsters, number 37.
Oh, my God.
And then when she came back, she was all embarrassed, and it's like, wow, your father must be so proud of you, huh? With what you did with your life?
Sad.
But see, there you go. Then, you know, she had to do something, obviously, that she felt she had to do to make money. And then she's already feeling the shame of that. And then she's got people that are saying things like that to her to make her feel even worse.
Yeah, doesn't help.
Well, I'm just saying, I just never don't get the whole, when I saw all these women going gooey over, oh, Daryl Dixon with a baby, oh my God, oh, and I'm like, yeah, and if that was his baby, he'd be long gone.
Well, maybe not, you know, but I think he pretty much was, you know, playing the bad boy thing, mainly because his brother is such a crap head. And he probably was, you know, yelling at him from time beyond, going, don't be a sissy boy and, you know, kill, whatever. And now that he's not around that element, he can be his true self.
Oh, and Merle is coming for he's going to be so killed.
Now, I haven't watched last week's episode yet, so don't be giving out any information.
Neither did Lisa, but she asked me what happened, and I told her, and she's like, I got to go watch that at Ashley's.
She loves spoilers, that's why.
Well, she wants to watch it at your house, Ash, so you're going to have to sit through it.
Dear God.
So,
yay.
She doesn't like those kind of shows. So, T, you got anything going on next week or in between now and next Wednesday?
We just have Thursday's class on Thursday, and yeah, keep laughing. I'm 50. I get to claim Alzheimer's. Bite me. Other than that, no.
Ash, what you got going on? Oh, did you hear that? I just sounded like a gangster. Ash, what you got going on?
What you got going on?
Speaking of gangster, I've got something to tell you for your Twitter.
Oh my God, did you just see what happened? Look at it right there, guys. The bunny. It hopped. Go on.
I have something for your Twitter.
Say it. So the world can hear it.
Okay, so I thought it was something gangman sign.
Gangnam?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was gangman.
Oh my gosh. Gangnam?
Yeah.
Gangnam style.
Yeah, I thought it was gangman style because that made more sense to me than, but yeah.
I wish people would follow my Twitter more so that they could see the outrageous things this woman has to say. Oh, that's okay.
She tweets. Anything I say that's airheaded goes directly to Twitter.
It's often.
And yes. What's funny is that you're not even a real blonde.
No, I'm not.
Be a bimbo. So I think it's just the bleach kind of seeping into your brain cells.
That very well could be.
It happens.
I think so.
So what do you
think? But we love you.
Lisa, wouldn't it be funny if you dye your hair completely jet black and all of a sudden you start sounding like a Shakespearean actor?
Yeah.
She would look really white, so she won't do that.
I would look really white, really pale.
Yes.
Let's see. I am filming for PLTV. I've got a very cool segment that I'm doing. It's all on Yule and natural beauty stuff. And that is on Saturday. Sunday, I think I've got nothing going on. Oh, what am I doing tonight after our show, Ash?
I guess watching The Walking Dead.
No.
Oh, what?
I have a date.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, but I'm not.
With the creepy neighbor?
Not with the creepy neighbor. I finally told him off. But Ashley's actually, Ashley and Heather are coming with me, and they're going to check him out. They just don't know that he doesn't know that they're going to be there.
We're
going to
be on different lanes.
Yes, we're going to go bowling.
In different times.
Girl, can I come bowling with you?
With me, not with her.
Yeah, I know, with you.
Totally. It would be so fun.
Dude, I'll get my Spidey vibes out on this dude. He won't know what hit him.
Here's the funny thing. He's Jewish.
So?
No, I'm just saying, so I've Christians, Muslims, and Jews. I've dated them all now. But here's the thing. I know I'm not, technically I shouldn't be dating, but if my husband can be engaged to somebody else right now, I kind of think I can go bowling with another man. So, yay me.
Wow! You have every right.
I agree. So, yes. That's about it. Other than that, I don't...
But guess what, guys? Say what?
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 Thank you. Next week, we can actually bring you spells and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
We
next week. Woo!
It's been a while. Oh,
and it's a full moon out. So if you have your crystals and everything, I would stick them outside and charge them up.
And add some water. Create some moon water. After midnight tonight, all bets are off. You go just work your magic, guys. That's about it for us. I think we've had a great night. Thank you guys so much for listening to our show and spending this wonderful time with us. We'd like to thank Kevin and Donna for giving us all that really good information about predators that are out there, and really watch your mentors. Have a great week. We all love you dearly. Remember, you are very important. You are special and beautiful, and you are perfect in every way. And always remember to take back your light. Bye, guys.
Good night.
See ya.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선어해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해, 그런 선어해. 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 Hey sexy lady 오빤 강남 스타일 Hey sexy lady 보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해 때가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 그런 선어해 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일